privacy that would soon be ours. Here, tucked into the highest point on the isle, we'd played under the waterfall and eaten fresh fruits and berries before settling down for a light meal of crackers and cheeses, meats and olives. Then, we'd sipped wine to the setting sun and rang in the night tucked into a blanket with our limbs entwined. "This place is magic."
"I thought you might enjoy it."
Ranger X pulled himself into a sitting position.
"May I?"
Without waiting for a response, he poured the last of the wine into the glass nestled onto a makeshift tree stump table. As he did so, I took the moment to study his long, stunning physique, clothed, as always, in black from head to toe. When he caught me looking, I made a big show of sitting up, adjusting my nightshirt, pretending I hadn't been staring. Technically, the shirt belonged to X. The last few months I'd taken to wearing his old button-ups as sleepwear, because the material was soft and smelled of him. When we slept apart, there was something comforting about having his clothes wrapped around me. Plus, I had the added bonus that came when he spied me in an article of his clothing, the satisfied, primal look that took over his face, brimming with possessiveness. I liked being his.
"You're cute."
The wine gave me a pleasant sort of buzz, my stomach warm and my heart warmer. I reached out for him, grasping his cheeks between my hands and landing a kiss on his lips. He chuckled and then murmured a few suggestions in a low voice, dry and gravelly, that sent shivers over my spine. I followed his gaze as he glanced at his shirt on me, specifically at the button near the top that popped open during our embrace. I moved to close it, but his hand came up and circled around mine instead. Nestling in, I rested my head on his chest. This whole evening had been planned by X. The food, the hike, the location, an evening getaway, just the two of us, with no work and no distractions. Nothing except for us and the quiet of the world. One night where, finally, peace settled in and the darkness stayed away. At least until morning. Chapter 2. "Thank you so much." I circled my arms around Ranger X's neck as my bare toes sank into the white sand outside of the bungalow. "I had a wonderful time." X surveyed the area around us, the morning sun just barely rising. We'd spent the night in the cave, wrapped around one another, a warm and delicious cocoon, before he'd woken me in the still dark hours to make the early morning trek back. He'd claimed the sunrise would be worth it. I argued that sleep would have been more worth it.
"I'm sorry we had to get moving so early. If we weren't still on the training schedule."
I know. Zin tells me about it every day. I rolled my eyes, smiling at the reference to my cousin, a newly minted ranger who might very well marry her job. She'd already fallen in love with it. "You're the boss. And you have a job to do. I should get back to work, too."
"Wait, Lily, I have something for you."
I let my hand slide back from around his neck and raised an eyebrow. X moved from one foot to the next before clasping his hands behind his back. His eyes shifted to look out over the lake, watching the orange glow of the horizon. "What is it?" I asked. "Is something wrong?"
"No."
"Do you need help?"
"No."
"Are we going to play this game all day?"
"No."
"Just say it then," I said. "Spit it out." Ranger X sighed, reached into his pocket, and retrieved something small.
"I'd like to give you something. I'm not any good at this, sorry."
"What is it?" He grasped my wrist, guided my hand until it flipped palm up, and then pressed something hard and metal into my skin.
"Don't take this the wrong way, but I want you to have
a key." I retracted my hand enough to expose the small, tarnished metal he'd placed there. "Where does this lead?"